Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. I'm Jane. Today I'm going to be answering or fielding questions in the chat. For those of you who don't want to call in, just type something in the chat, and in between taking calls, I will do my very best to get them to Mary Margaret. For those of you who'd like to call in, the number is 845-241-9850. Just an update about what's been going on here with Divinity Spiritual Online. This week we added two shows. Monday, we're going to be having what is known to as channeling or messages from Divine Spirit directly. And that's going to be Monday at 3 o'clock. And then Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a meditation, 3 o'clock Eastern time. And then those shows are not call-in shows, but as you know, this show is a call-in show. So get your questions ready. And today, just keep in mind that we only have a few minutes for each caller usually. So have your question ready. But if you don't have anything specific, we can see what Divine Spirit has for you. So I think that's it. Mary Margaret's here to do the questions and the answering. And she also, so if anybody feels that they would like a private session, contact Mary Margaret Denholm at 513-289-2914. Hi, Mary Margaret. How you doing?
Hi, Janie. How are you?
Doing well. Very excited about today's show.
I am great. I feel great today. I feel great today. Who do we have? Oh, we have to do the praying prayer first.
Yeah, why don't we do
for those
that?
Of That's you online,
idea.
The first thing we do is the clearing prayer. And that allows you to release anything that's interfering. And if I haven't worked with you before, it's really important that you say this and try to say it often. Come back to the broadcast and pick it up if you can. Janie's going to say it, and then I am going to say it with all of you.
Okay, ready?
Ready, dear.
Okay. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching, using, tempting, or taunting me.
All entities or energies that are touching, using, tempting, or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I've created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
be now evicted, released, and removed.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm. Never to return. All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized. All energies of assault, sabotage. Betrayal. And all similar energies. Projected upon me. Be now released, removed, and neutralized. Gently change all unhappiness, pain. Disease, dependency. Addiction, financial distress. Relationship difficulties. And interfering ancestral energies. To divine love and divine healing light or leave. Remove all obstacles and blockages. To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose. Surround and support all fields and bodies. With a grid of golden crystalline energy. Sacred love and sacred truth. Heal us. Repair all fractures in my field. And strengthen me as I release all trauma. And all negative energies and emotions. Align and regenerate all that I am. To the highest spiritual vibration. As the cosmic template of my most high self. Gently imprints upon my physical template. Programming. The perfect healthy programming. For this present time. And for my most evolved self. As I regenerate all that I am. Through the highest frequency of love, prosperity. Good health in my most sacred destiny. I align to the highest and best of all that I can be. So be it. So be it done. Take three deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you, Janie. All right, everybody. We're going to take our first caller.
All right. Let's see who we have here. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Yes, can you hear me?
You have a lot interference here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just getting off the bus. Yeah, I'm just getting off the bus in 2 seconds. You should be able to hear me now.
Okay. And what is your name, dear?
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Now I'm off the bus. My name is Deep. Deep as in...
I'm sorry?
Deep water. Deep as in deep water.
Deep water?
Yes, deep.
Okay. How can I help you today?
Is there a message from Spirit that that you can give me, or do you want me to ask a specific question?
Either way, it makes no difference.
Do you see me uniting with my son? I have an 11-year-old boy. I haven't seen him for over 2 months.
Yes. Divine Spirit is saying that you will be reunited with him. It's going to take till December. Did something happen?
Yes. His mom kind of uses him like a pawn.
Oh.
So I haven't spoken to him.
All right. Well, what I would suggest is you heard us say the clearing prayer. Keep saying the clearing prayer.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, keep saying it. Go back and say it as I said it with you. Say it because that brings in your spirit and it brings in the energy of the Creator. And I want you to add a line to the clearing prayer at the end. And please remove all blockages and obstacles to my seeing my son and say his name. And say that every day, and you will see your son. Because that clearing prayer is powerful. Now, she might drag it out, but I think you're going to see him for Christmas. I think Divine Spirit is going to intervene on your behalf. And I know precious he is to you. He is precious. So please give me a call and let me know how that goes,
sure.
Even though it's December. Okay? And I thank you so much for calling.
Could it be sooner than December? It's his
birthday next month. They're not pointing to it. It might take that long to change his mother's heart.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right.
Mary Margaret, you want to take the next call?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Sandra. Thank you for taking the call.
Hi. How are you, Sandra?
I'm good. I actually am the person that's in the chat, so you can disregard chat. But I was.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. I was calling regarding my career. I'm in a job that is really taking its toll on me emotionally and physically. And everything else in my life is kind of coming together. And I'm just wondering, when do you see a new career opportunity coming in? I am applying. So just wondering.
You
when
are
it's
applying.
Manifest.
I would say that's a good thing, but don't be in a rush. Divine Spirit says don't be in a rush because the perfect opportunity isn't going to be here till November. So just be tolerant of your position now. Because your energy is changing, your frequency is changing, so it can meet this opportunity in November. And by that time, a lot of things within our country are going to change, and there won't be a threat of illness. There won't be anything like that. So you'll be able to really move forward without fear.
Okay, and I am going to be able to deal with this manager for this length of time. She's just
I want
the
you to say the clearing
thing.
Prayer. go back and
yes.
say the clearing prayer that we just
I
did.
I love it.
Say it every
yes,
day.
I love it.
Every day,
okay.
you are in charge of your spiritual health as well as your
okay.
physical, mental, and emotional, and the clearing prayer addresses all of it. And the other thing
okay.
is, now, I'm going to give you an exercise that I want you to do that has proven to be extremely effective.
Okay.
And in the evening, I want you to meditate, and I want
yes.
you to imagine a room above the clouds, and it is all blue, and it has a table and two chairs in the room.
Okay.
And I want you to your spirit, you go to that room, and you call forth his spirit or her spirit, whatever, and have them come to that room, and then I want you to tell them from your heart how hurt you have been.
Wow.
By his treatment, and that you love him.
Powerful.
It is extremely
powerful.
And I'll tell you how powerful it is. I had a friend, her husband was in a coma, and she called me and she said, I didn't tell him all these things. And I said, well, Marie, go to the blue room. And the next day her husband woke up and he repeated everything that she said to him. So it is extremely powerful, and for everyone out there, if you have someone that you just cannot talk to, you call forth their spirit in the blue room, and you
okay.
only work with love in the blue room. And
wow,
I have
I love
seen
it.
Miracles. I have seen miracles with this. Anything else, dear?
No, that's beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless
all right,
you.
Let us know. Let us know how you
yes,
do.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, Janie. Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to move right along on to the next caller.
Certainly.
Okay. Thanks. Oh. Hello?
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 Hi.
Me?
This is Mary Margaret.
Hi.
Who's this, please?
Hi, Mary Margaret. This is Patricia. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing today, dear?
I'm doing well, thank you. I didn't know I was going to be next, so I almost dived across the bed to get the call.
What is your question for me today?
But thank you. My question is, there is a gentleman that has been around me, and
uh-huh.
it's his initial start with W. And I would like to know, what do you feel as far as he and I in a long relationship?
Is he rather shy?
He's not. He's very forthcoming.
Is he?
Not at all. Yes.
Could he be just yes. shy when it comes to his how he feels emotionally?
No, because he expresses that all the time to me.
Okay, good. All right, never mind. I'm picking up somebody who's really shy with you, and they're with you. So there's two messages here.
Okay.
The person that's really shy just needs some attention. Okay, it's as if you're
okay.
moving forward, and they're not... And they feel really insecure. So that's watch for this person that is really shy. For this
okay.
gentleman, I feel this is a powerful love. I really think that he's honest and he cares about you deeply, and you know he's ready to take it to the next level. But he doesn't know how to quite approach it yet, but he will. He will. I see something by Christmas where he shows you his absolutely true feelings and true intention.
Mm-hmm.
But and I always
okay.
tell people, don't rush it. Don't rush it. Enjoy
right.
every bit of it. enjoy holding hands, enjoy your kisses, whatever, and just don't rush it. Because the more you rush it, it takes away from the experience.
Yes. The last visit I had with him, it was so powerful, the connection energetically, that when we hugged, and I don't know, I've never felt this, but when we hugged, I could almost feel him in this, I'm just going to be honest, in this sexual way. I felt like we were together, like we were making
mm-hmm.
love. And I had to step
right.
back from him and ask him, did I give you permission? And he said, well, I'm sorry, but I just never felt, you know, physically the energetic
mm-hmm.
connection so profound like that.
Well, you will have that whenever it is a true love, because if it's a true love, you're going to connect on that fourth dimension, not just the third.
Oh wow, yeah, it just kind of blew my mind. And he whispered,
"Well, I think
like,
this is going to go far. I think this relationship is really going to go far, dear. So appreciate it, value it."
Okay.
And let us know how it goes.
I sure will.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you,
for
Mary
calling.
Margaret. Many blessings.
Many blessings, dear. Janie?
Yeah. All right. Moving right along. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Mary Margaret. Who's this, please?
Jessica. Thank you for taking
Hi,
the call.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing
Hi.
Today?
I'm good now. Earlier today and the last few days, I've kind of been bumping up against a little funny energy that I wanted to talk to you about. I've actually had it my whole life, but I'm like ready to just release it now.
Uh-huh.
And it has to do with, I guess, just in general my life, but a lot with my career, that I tend to do a lot of internal work. I do a lot of healing. And it's
uh-huh.
not so much like I produce a lot of stuff for my business, but it's not like I make a lot of sales yet or have a lot of clients yet. And I've been doing it for a while. So I just wanted to come to the place of, I guess, understanding and acceptance. I mean, I know it's all coming and I'm preparing all this stuff. Like I've written several books. But I go through periods that I feel really sort of irritated I've just done a lot of internal work for most of my life rather than being out with people and interacting and feeling like really building my business, which of course I have been building my business, but it's been in an unconventional type of way. You know what
you
I'm saying?
Are
Me
being
doing
blocked,
it.
My dear. You are being blocked terribly. And I think that's what you're feeling. Because you have such a... Such an incredible, mm-hmm. they're showing me such an incredible future and stepping forward rather than all this stepping back. And the stepping back is being caused because there's something that is with you that doesn't want you to succeed. In fact, it gets
yeah,
such a charge out of
time.
Your failure to move forward. And that is what is causing this. Now, I can remove that if you want.
Yeah, I would love that. I mean, I've done a lot of work around releasing that. So, yeah, I mean, if there's anything
well,
else
not,
there.
Not too many people can remove demons, honey. Okay, you have
yeah,
to have
really
a super high frequency like mine to remove demons. So,
well,
yeah.
I would love, yes, if you're able to remove it, I would love that.
You can read the clearing prayer, and entities will be removed. But if there's a demonic with a person, they have to call me, and I have to do the prayer with them personally. Okay, because my
okay.
frequency is extremely high, And I, if you heard the story, I saw God. I died years ago when I was really sick. I died, and I was given authority over all of this. And that's why we do this. Now, I'm going to ask you, when you pray or when you meditate, mm-hmm. who do you pray to or who do you connect with in meditation?
God and my angel and guides. Yeah, God.
Okay, I'm going to use that now in this invocation. Our invocations are
okay.
prayers, but they are powerful because we say them out loud and we invoke by the power of the spirit within and the spirit that we are in the upper dimensions. Here we go. By the power and authority of God and my angels and guides.
And by the power and authority. By the power and authority of God and my angels and guides.
I now command. And give full permission. All demons and entities. Be now evicted. Released and removed. And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Where they can do no harm.
Okay, take a deep breath, honey. You might feel your energy changing now. That's what we want. All energies of these. Be now released, removed. And transmuted. All negative energies and negative emotions. Gently leave now. All obstacles and blockages. To my success. Be now released, removed, and transmuted. This is my life. And you will not stand in my way. I am a child of God. Surround and support my electromagnetic field. My emotional and mental bodies. And all that I am. With a grid of golden crystalline. Sacred love and sacred truth. Heal me. As I gently release all trauma. Strengthen me. I align to the highest spiritual vibration. As the cosmic template of my most high self. Imprints upon me. The perfect healthy programming. For this lifetime.
I am successful.
And I give full permission. For all creativity and brilliance. To come forth now.
So be it now. So be it done now.
Three deep breaths. First breath is preparing your every cell of your body for this change. Second breath starts the release. And the third breath will seal this in. But I would say for you to come back to Blog Talk and do this, maybe even write this invocation down and say it, and say it often, because you've been played with all your life.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Since the age of 10. They said since the age of 10. Did you have some kind of abuse at 10? Any kind of trauma?
Well, I mean, I've had emotional abuse.
That's what I teach about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's it. Let us know how your life changes, because your life will change now. You will not have that interference.
Yeah. I love that. How quickly do you think that things would change here? Because I'm ready for it to change. You know, obviously, it's been a long time.
I think with saying this prayer, it usually starts to happen right away. Now, you're going to be given messages of things that you need to do to promote yourself, to get out there. You have to get out there. You have to put yourself out there. And when you make that commitment, then things can really change. It was a pleasure talking to you, dear.
Yeah, thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
I was just having the conversation, I guess, with my guides earlier today that I didn't want to put myself out there anymore because every time I do, it doesn't work. It's just a total waste of energy and time.
That is because you had this thing with you that was sabotaging you.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you brought it up, that you're like, you got to put yourself out there.
No, listen. Every time I have tried to move forward, I get resistance. But as you power through that resistance, you become stronger. You become more vital to yourself and to whatever your purpose is. So don't be discouraged. You have to power through that so that whatever your gift is will get stronger and you'll have more guidance. Do not let anything control you. And if you get resistance, and this is for everybody, if you get resistance, say the clearing prayer. Just say the clearing prayer and move on. This is what I do. I am a healer, and I do readings, but I am a healer, and I work with people for all kinds of things, rape, sexual problems and all kinds of things. Plus, we just did a meditation on the human body for illness. So really, honey, just don't let yourself be blocked. Don't give anybody permission to stop you from what you know you have to do. Okay?
Yeah,
You have that God story
in the beginning of this about how you met God. I'd like to hear that. You have the story about how you met God in the beginning of this show.
No, I think it's in one of the other shows we did.
Okay.
But yeah,
I've listened before. I haven't heard it. Okay.
Yeah, you know, one of the early shows it's on. And then I'm sure I'll be repeating it anyway pretty soon. So, but it's been a pleasure talking to you, dear. Call back. Let us know how you're doing.
Great.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Janie?
Okay. I'm going to move on to the next one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
This is Mary Margaret. Who's this, please?
Hi, my name is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How can I help you today?
Hi. I just wondered if you had a message from God for me.
A message from God?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. Let me zero in on you and your divine spirit. Okay. Dear one, do not be troubled. Dear one, do not be troubled. This is an incredible life. Release your fears so that your angels and guides can work with you and keep you growing. Sometimes you have a stalemate and you don't know what to do with that stalemate. For you, the energy of prayer will help as far as the release of any kind of obstacle or blockage. You will have a change in your career. It'll be very beneficial. But do not worry. You are up to the task. Thank you very much, Creator God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Kim. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I just wanted to let everybody know out there that if anybody would like a private session with Mary Margaret, her number is 513-289-2914. And I'm going to tell you, it'll be worth it. What we do here on this show is fantastic, but some people might need the individual attention, and you won't be sorry. Okay, Mary Margaret, would you like to go on and move to a caller?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, who's this, please?
Hi, this is Dion. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, certainly, honey. How can I help you?
Well, I would just like some guidance on a new vehicle. Like I have a car and I don't want to get rid of it because my dad bought it for me, and I know if I sold it I could put some money towards a new car, but
mm-hmm.
I don't want one thing to have to do with the other. You know what I'm saying? Like I need a new car. I need clarity on it. Ugh.
Okay. Now, have you looked?
A little bit.
All right, let's see what Spirit says. All right, there is another car, not new, a used car, in your future in October, around the middle of October. Now, you're not really searching for this. This kind of finds you.
Okay.
As if you're hearing it or all of a sudden your spirit guides tell you to go to a website and it's there, but it's as if you're absolutely thrilled with it because it's perfect for you. It's economical on gas. It's also spirit saying that it's an attractive car and you've got space. A little bit. It's not like a van or an SUV, but you've got space within it, which they say is something you're going to need. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a smaller car, but it's got a lot more room, and it's really you. So something
okay.
will come to you about the middle of October. They want you to kind of calm down because you get uptight about all this. And when you get uptight about all, yes, when you get uptight about something, you actually push it away.
Okay.
Okay. So, you're a grown woman. This is going to come to you. You're going to know it, because spiritually, it'll seem just perfect. Okay. So from here on in, no more stress. Stress is not going to help you. Just let it happen.
Okay.
All right? And it'll be in your price range and everything. You'll say, this is perfect.
Thank you.
This is what I'm hearing is, this is perfect. I love it. Okay, so just give it time.
Okay.
All right, dear. Thanks for calling. Let us know. Let us know.
I will.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Janie? Bye-bye.
Actually, that's all we have for callers for right now.
Oh, is it? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're staying on the line then, I guess, huh? All right, everybody.
Yeah, they're listening. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done the clearing prayer, but there's another prayer that is important, because what happens when you have trauma, your energy comes out of your body. It doesn't stay grounded. So for now, we're going to say the grounding prayer, and I want each of you to say it and say it with us, and you will be amazed. You see, what happens when there's trauma, you release from Mother Earth, and we have to have you grounded to Mother Earth. And not only that, your spirit becomes it becomes unanchored and your spirit is supposed to be anchored through your body. And if there's time, we'll do that today too. All right, so this is important. This show is all about making you healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And this would go under spiritually, all right, because if you're not grounded, then it is very difficult for you to achieve sometimes. So for those of you who really want success, let's get you grounded. Let's get your spirit anchored. Say it with us. And if you want copies of any of these prayers, just send Janie a note at Rev, R-E-V, M-M, Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N, H-O-L-M, at AOL.com, and we'll get those prayers to you. All right, Janie, we're going to do the grounding prayer.
Okay. By the power and the authority of divine spirit.
By the power and the authority of divine spirit.
And my higher self.
And my higher self.
I invoke from the power of the divine spirit within me.
I invoke by the power of the divine spirit within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All interference, obstacles.
All interference, obstacles.
And blockages to my spiritual ability.
And blockages to my spiritual ability.
To ground my body.
To ground my body.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
Totally and completely.
Totally and completely.
Be now gently changed to divine love.
Be now gently changed to divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Or gently leave.
Or gently leave.
Okay, and take a little breath. Gently anchor and ground all physical energies.
Gently anchor and ground all physical energies.
And all natural energies.
And all natural energies.
Of this lifetime.
Of this lifetime.
My Earth Star.
To my Earth Star.
Mother Earth's grid.
Mother Earth's grid.
And the chakra of this solar system.
And the chakra of this solar system.
I am in partnership with Mother Earth.
I am in partnership with Mother Earth.
Her spirit, mind, heart.
Her spirit, mind, heart.
And all that she is.
And all that she is.
As I center and settle into these energies.
As I center and settle into these energies.
I am whole and complete.
I am whole and complete.
Peaceful and calm.
Peaceful and calm.
My vitality returns now.
My vitality returns now.
And I am strong.
And I am strong.
I am deliberate in my actions.
I am deliberate in my actions.
And I'm released from all procrastination.
And I am released from all procrastination.
And lack of motivation.
And lack of motivation.
My mind is clear.
My mind is clear.
And my memory is sharp.
And memory is sharp.
My spirit is alive within the energies of divine healing light.
My spirit is alive within the energies of divine healing light.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take 3 deep spiritual breaths.
And I will say this, if you've had a lot of trauma in your life, then you may want to say this prayer more often. It works, and it works very, very well. All these prayers do. But if you've had some trauma that is still with you, that is not resolved, is not processed, then that could still interfere. So we have to talk about that maybe in a private session. Or think about it and see what we can do to remove it. Now, the
Mary
next
Margaret,
invocation. Yes.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I do have a request in the chat. I don't know how much time we don't have enough time. We have about 7 minutes left. But Andy in the chat would love to hear the story about how you got sick and met God. So I thought I'd tell you that.
Okay, I can do that. And then we can do the anchoring of the spirit next week. All right,
okay.
Andy, thank you for your request. You know, my whole life I've had a lot of abuse. And I've had, I was a single mom with 3 children. And it was very hard. It was very stressful. And I worked many jobs. But that stress and the stress of some other things that had happened caused my liver to shut down. Only nobody knew it. I went into a coma. I was in a coma for 3 days. And during that coma, I've done hypnosis on it. During that coma, I was fighting demons and entities. We know that now. And I traveled to other lifetimes. Came out of the coma, and my doctor had misdiagnosed me, and he said that I had lupus, so he gave me the chemotherapy for lupus, and my platelets, which were 370,000, went down to 7,000, and I was dying. And as they went down, I went blind. And I requested to be taken to another hospital, a university in Cleveland. And University in Cleveland actually saved my life. They didn't know what to do with me, really. They really thought I was going to die. And they put me on a floor where everyone was going to die. And I was in there for a long time, at least 4 or 5 weeks. And every night they would tell me I was going to die. And I said, okay, well, that's going to be up to God. Well, they told me I had 2 hours to live, that my platelets were at 7,000. And I had a long talk with my God and said, you know, because I do believe we can negotiate some things. And I didn't have enough time. I had to work so hard, I didn't have enough time with my children. And I wanted that. And I had fallen in love with a man that, and I never told him I loved him. And I wanted an opportunity to do that. But I told the Creator, you know, you're the boss. If it's time, take me. But otherwise, this is my request. Well, I fell into a deep sleep, and I came out of my body, and it was all misty. Well, I was raised Catholic. I thought they lied to me because there was nothing there. It was just ethers. I was caught within that ether between the dimensions. And then I saw the light, and I heard the music of beautiful, beautiful love. There's no other way to describe it. And angels came, all kinds of angels, little cupids and huge healing angels, and they took me through this smaller tunnel into a larger tunnel, and I came into this huge, beautiful room. Everything was golden. I was golden. It was incredible. And where I didn't want to go before, I definitely wanted to go now because it was incredibly beautiful and peaceful, and I, my body didn't hurt anymore. And I came to the stairway, which I do believe was the stairway to the fifth dimension. And I looked up on the balcony of the staircase, and there was this being, and you know, you can't look directly upon God. Only Metatron can look upon the face of God. But I saw the golden light, and I felt the divine love of the creator of the fifth dimension. I know that's who that was. And I was ready to go. I was going towards the staircase, and seven of my most wonderful friends, my closest friends, were on the staircase, and they were beautiful, beautiful gowns and beautiful. Everything was gorgeous about them, and they were shaking their heads. They said, "You can't go now. Your work is not finished." And these women were alive. They were working. They were cooking dinner. But their spirit was there, on that staircase, and told me that I could not go. Well, during that time, as I was in the presence of the Creator, I was given authority. And it was very, very a solid message from the Creator. And that's why I have information. I get information that other people do not get. I heal where people cannot heal. And I had the authority for the church that I have. And I am, you know, and it's like no other church you'd know, because we are all about love and non-judgment. And I don't preach, I teach. And the information I have is just incredibly important, and that's why we're doing this now, so I can start getting this information out to the public. And Andy, I came back, and I told the doctors what they had to do to heal me. And they listened. They absolutely listened. It was cutting medication that they were giving me. And other things, I did testing of all the blood platelets that they gave me. I had 350 bags of platelets and blood, and I had 4 blood transfusions. And all the blood was blessed. I was so divinely protected. They sent me home to die. I had to move in with my parents. They took care of me, but they were told that there was nothing else they could do, and they sent me home to die. And I fooled them because I came out of it. And I'm just so blessed. Divine Creator, all my angels and saints, the Blessed Mother, Jesus, all of them are protecting me at all times. Like I said, I've been given just special authority so that I can teach people. And I do. I teach people how to heal. I teach people how to to take care of themselves, their body, and all ministry classes, prosperity classes, all of that. And I've never looked back. I knew all of this was divinely intended. So that's the story. I hope Patricia's listening. As you tune in to this broadcast, I will tell you there'll be more and more information given to you, information that no one else has. So please tell your friends. Please tell them to listen to the recordings here on Blog Talk, and we'll do whatever we can. If someone's in dire distress, or if you just want to learn how to heal in a very different manner, then call me for a private session at the 513-289-2914 number. Okay, I swear to you it will be worth it. All right. Janie?
Yeah, I can definitely say that without a doubt it would be worth it. And I had a healing from Mary Margaret myself. That was quite something. And we'll tell you about that at another time. But Mary Margaret, thank you. This was fantastic. And we will be back here again next week at 5 o'clock if you'd like to call back. And we have our show at 3, which is going to be channeling. And then Wednesday
on
at
Monday.
3, there's going to be on Monday, and then Wednesday at 3 is going to be a meditation. And we'll let you know if we have, like I said, we're restructuring, and we'll let you know, you're very welcome, Andy, what's coming up and how you can get involved in the real future, soon. So thank you, everybody.
The world is changing, everyone. The world is changing, and we have information now that'll help us to awaken spiritually like we've never been able to awaken before.
It's really going to be something.
As
well,
we all increase in frequency, we can save this earth. We can save our country. So we all have to do our part. So listen and learn. That's what I would do. Listen and learn.
Keep
thank
your
you,
frequency
Janie, for
high.
Everything.
Oh, thank you. This is fantastic. Okay, everybody, have a great evening.
Thank you, everyone. See you next week.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete, you are loved. You are enough.